This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi everyone, it's Eli here, your writer and sound designer, back with the long-awaited season 2 of The Axe and Crown. We've got 6 shiny new episodes, one's going to be dropping every other week from here on out. Plus, we've got a whole bunch of bonus episodes too. If you are a $5 and up supporter on Patreon, you'll get to hear those too. And for the first time, we're recording this thing here at home, here in our attic studio, where we also record The End of Time and Other Bothers, as well as our sci-fi show, Civilized. And that makes it easier to record, and that means it's going to be less of a wait between seasons. So that's pretty awesome. The only drawback is there's no control room, so Sean and I have to just sit there and stay quiet and not laugh all the way through the takes. Because our cast are wonderful. Thanks to them. Thanks to our supporting producers this season, who are Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Kona. And thanks to all our supporters on Patreon. We're so grateful and so excited to be bringing this new season out to you. We hope you enjoy it.
The Axe and Crown. Episode 7. Under construction.
Oh, hey, Stan, how you doing?
Huh? Oh, morning, Gavin.
Stan?
Yeah.
Stan, no.
What?
Whatever it is, we're not doing it.
What are we doing?
You're staring out the window at the badger and bucket.
Well, yeah, it's across the street. If I look out the window, there's not much else to see.
Uh-huh, but that always means they're doing some stupid, trendy new thing that you're going to want us to do, too.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's what they do. They beat us to every cool new idea.
Ah, okay. What is it? Fondue? Peanut butter tacos? 24-karat gold pie for a limited time only?
It's brunch.
Huh?
Well, it's a cross between breakfast and lunch.
Yeah. The word is familiar to me. Are all those people actually lining up to get in?
I mean, I guess.
You guess, Stan? What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I mean, it's like you said. I'm always trying some stupid new thing here, and it never works out.
Yeah, but it livens up the place.
I feel like maybe I should do something else. You know, just leave this place to you and Batula to run. You've been here forever. You know what works.
I know what used to work. Business is changing around here. We're sure not packing in patrons on Saturday morning like we used to be. I mean, look at all those people.
Yeah, look at them. They're not really our crowd. They're all these hoity-toity downtown hipster types.
Like, you're not one of them. Come on.
Look at them, just hanging out on the patio, eating their delicious-looking food.
Yeah. Just imagine all those hoity-toity downtown folks coming here instead with their hoity-toity cash and showering me in it. That's a good dream. Say, there could be one now! Oh.
Hey, Stan. Hey, Uncle.
Or not.
Hey, Batula.
What's going on across the street? I've never seen it so packed.
They're serving brunch. It's the new big thing, apparently.
Wow. Why aren't we getting in on that action?
Good question. What do you think, Stan? This is your speciality.
What is my speciality?
You know, you're all about this kind of trendy bull crap anyway. Opportunity. You're our, let's call it, head of innovation.
I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one always trying out new ideas around here.
If it wasn't for you, Stan, this place would be just a dusty, forgotten little hole in the wall. Like it used to be.
Aw, thanks, guys. That's. I guess we could try serving brunch. I mean, we're not going to get that many people to fit in here, though. That's the problem.
Of course not. Brunch at the Axe and Crown will have to be a smaller affair, more intimate.
Yeah, more laid back.
Yeah, more cozy. We should have candles.
Maybe put up some work by local artists.
Oh, that sounds so nice. How about like a special craft beer?
Yeah.
A breakfast beer.
Yeah, you see, that's it. That's the stand I know.
Something with real Axe and Crown flair. We could have pancakes shaped like little, you know, shields and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Petula, you could make Kling Klangs.
Ooh, or bone waffles.
Yeah.
No, seagull on toast.
Oh, yeah, I can see it now. Sorry, did you say seagull?
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe Petula can hook us up with some of that unicorn coffee.
Oh, unicorn coffee, wow. Where the unicorns, like, eat the berries and daintily spit out the beans.
Yeah, that's how it's made.
Have you had that stuff? It is delicious. How are we going to get a hold of that, though?
I may have had a little something to do with bringing unicorn coffee to Granville originally.
Wait, what? Why are we not serving it right now, then?
Oh, Stan.
What? What is it? What did I miss?
See.
What?
A couple months ago, this buddy of mine was due to get a coffee shipment in from Naimandu. But the caravan arrived 2 days early in a total panic. Some of the horses had gotten into the bags and they ate everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they did a 3-day trip in one night. But all the coffee beans were gone.
Uh-oh.
All they had were 4 really grumpy, really twitchy horses and a giant pile of poop.
Oh, man. Wow. Wait, well, what does that have to do with unicorns?
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Anyway, the poor guy was in tears, so I had to help him out. I took the shipment off his hands, added a little fake vanilla flavoring, and got some friends to come by and package it up. Sold most of it to different bucket pubs.
Well, I know. They were serving it right across the street. But wait, if the horses ate everything, then how? There wouldn't have been any.
Yeah.
What? No, wait. No. That means that the coffee was.
Wait, did you go there and drink some?
Well, of course I did. Oh. It's unicorn coffee. Think about it. When you hear the name unicorn coffee, you're going to pass that by. I had to try that. It tasted really good.
Oh, no, Stan. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm sure they boil the water there when they make coffee.
Wait, did Dorothea know that it was not really from unicorns?
Yeah, and that the horses weren't actually spitting out those beans.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she probably figured it out. I don't think she cared either way.
What? Really?
Nah, for her, it was just the latest hot new food trend.
Yeah, they always gotta have some weird new thing on the menu.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll show them. As head of...
innovation!
Thank you. Innovation. I say we are gonna give that crowd a taste of new sensations like they have never seen.
That's it, team!
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, bye guys. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Tell your friends. Axe and Crown. Runchy Runch. Oh, man.
You all right there, kid?
Well, yeah, I'm fine.
What's the matter? Brunch was a big hit.
I guess it was.
You guess?
Well, how'd we do?
Kid, we must have made 80 crowns!
Wow, that's almost worth getting up early with a Saturday morning hangover.
Yeah, and that's 80 crowns after the decorations and Stan's keg of crap beer.
Craft beer.
Craft.
Say it with me. Craft beer.
Craft beer.
There we
Jeez,
go.
I keep getting that wrong.
I know.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Stan?
Wait, nothing. No, listen. I'm really glad that it went well.
This was your idea. Your first big idea as head of innovation, right?
Yeah.
And it went great, especially for the first time doing it.
Yeah, you sure told us. I see, This is the part where you're supposed to rub it in our faces and dance around like an annoying little twerp?
Look, there's just something missing here, you know? And I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it.
They got a patio.
And about 10 more tables than us.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's something special.
Signature cocktails?
We had crabgrass smoothies and our famous Mud Street marmalade.
Okay, you gotta tell me. Is there some kind of gristle in that? For, like the special
No, nope, my lips are sealed.
Wait, I know what it was! Live music!
In the marmalade?
No, across the street. They had an awesome fiddle player.
Oh, yeah. Roaming the patio and bugging everyone at their table.
Oh, listen, no. Everyone was super into it. They were all laughing and clapping along. And that little girl was passing around the hat, collecting coins. She was so cute. I'm guessing that was his daughter or something.
Granddaughter.
Oh, wait, you know him?
Yeah, Cinnamon Ted. He really knows how to work a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
If you know him, why is he playing across the street? Why can't we get him in here?
Well,
let's see. Given the choice between playing this charming but tiny little bar and the whole Badger in Bucket with its expensive patio, which would you choose?
You know, I guess that kind of makes sense, actually. Wait, what's that?
Oh, sounds like one of yours, Petula.
Yeah, I'll get that. One sec.
One for what?
Nothing at all.
Hey, Ted. Hey, Jesse.
Well, hey there, Miss Petula.
Hey, come on. I think that's the guy.
What guy?
That fiddler guy. Oh, I gotta go say hello.
Oh, wait, Stan. No. I got an idea.
Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
A brunch idea, Stan. This one's really good.
I'll be right back.
It's gold.
No.
It's got mocha.
Hold on.
Oh, dude. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. This is a great bracelet, but... it's a little too unique, you know? It might have to leave town if it's going to sell anywhere.
Hey there, guys!
It's Stan!
Hey, are you Cinnamon Ted by chance?
Why, yes, I'm Ted and this is Jesse.
Why, it is so good to meet you. I'm Stan.
Yes, this is Stan, our fine and law-abiding landlord.
A pleasure, my friend.
I just wanted to say how great you were.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Listen, we were really grooving over here across the street listening to you.
Too kind.
Hey, your granddad's pretty talented, isn't he? Hey, Jesse? Hi there, Jesse. Hello.
She doesn't talk too much.
Okay, that's fine. My name's Stan. Hi, Jesse. How do you do, Jesse?
You don't have to shake hands if you don't want to, Jesse.
Up to you. Hey, there you go.
Oh, boy.
That's an excellent handshake. High five. Down low. Too slow. That was pretty funny, wasn't it, Jesse? No, not funny. Okay, tough room.
Well, then, if that's everything, Stan,
yeah,
Hey,
listen, I just wanted to say, just while I have you here, that was a great job, Ted. I wish that we could get someone like you for our weekend brunch.
Oh, well, I'm afraid my weekends are booked up for the next little while.
Whatever Dorothy is paying you, I'll double it.
Oh, she's not paying me. It's all about passing a hat plus a pinch of penny. a pinch of... passing the hat some more. That's surprisingly lucrative.
I'll make up the difference.
I hate to say it. That's going to be a pretty big difference.
I don't care.
Especially if we're, you know, doing things above board.
Above board? I don't... Oh. Oh, my gosh.
There it is.
Are you telling me that all the while you're busking at these places, you are not declaring your income?
Yeah, exactly. Promise you won't tell.
Oh, well, hey, yeah, sure, yeah. Oh, listen, hey, that's cool. Cool. Yeah, no problem. Listen, I know. I'm down with you. I know. It's hard making a living as an artist.
Oh, that it is. So glad you understand.
Oh, 100%. Listen, hey, so what would it take to convince you to play the Axe and Crown?
Stan, can we talk about this later?
Oh, sorry. I totally barged in. That is my fault. You guys were talking. Hey, that is a nice bracelet.
Yeah. This belonged to my mother. I was just asking Petula what I might be able to get for it.
Wait, isn't that a Louisa Shillman piece? That knotwork is totally Shillman.
It is? Oh, gosh.
Wow.
No idea.
This thing is probably worth 1,000 crowns.
Whoa.
Really?
Hey, I know just the place to take it. You won't get a better price for it anywhere. I guarantee it.
Really? That's awfully nice.
Oh, yeah. Super honest folks. They do appraisals and everything. They'll register it, make sure it's not stolen, all the good stuff.
Okay. I'll have to think about it.
Would that perhaps be maybe worth a show or two for brunch?
I'm not completely sure I want to part with this just yet.
Oh, yeah. A family heirloom like that, I get it.
Oh, I get it, too. Completely. Listen, if you change your mind, you just come and find me, okay?
Will do.
Yeah, for sure. No need to sell it today.
You okay, Petula?
Why? Me? I'm fine. What? You're what?
What? Are you sure you're fine?
Yes.
Ted, did this bracelet really belong to your mother?
Yeah, of course it did.
Because I'm getting the feeling, and just, you know, I'm just spitballing here, that this belonged to somebody else until recently and found its way into your possession through unknown means. Am I wrong in that assumption?
Oh, boy.
I swear, my Oma got it as a wedding present.
No, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good. Cool, cool, I'm down with that. I'm all about supporting the regular people. That's the way it works. I'm just putting one over on all those rich snobs. Yeah, share the wealth, just get it around there. That's what
you
I'm
mean
na-
stealing, it's
yes,
stealing.
Yes, stealing, that's, yes, but too loud. I wasn't going to say that out loud, not in front of the girl. Hey, where'd she go? What? Hey, oh, sorry. Almost stepped on you. Sorry there, Jesse.
It's fine, Stan.
Jesse, do you want a lollipop? Jesse, do you want a glass of lemonade? Jesse, do you want to go in and see Gubbin? So us grown-ups can go on discussing this extremely boring topic.
Actually, Ted, why don't you two head out and I'll catch up to you at the...
Gotcha. What time? Okay, I'll see you then. Nice meeting you, Stan.
Oh, hey, nice meeting you, too. What just happened?
Never mind.
Jesse, do you want to give the nice man back his wallet?
My... Jesse! You thieving little... I mean, thank you, Jesse. It was a good thing that you did, giving that thing back to the person who owned it in the first place.
Farewell, my friends.
Bye, guys.
How did she do that?
She's good.
When did she take my wallet, though? Was it when we shook hands?
It was while you were high-fiving her.
Oh, damn, that's impressive. Hey, that little wavy hand thing you and Ted did, what was that? Was that like code
the
or something?
The less you know, the better, Stan.
No, Batula, no, I'm cool with it. I'm cool, cool, everything's cool, cool.
Oh, he's cool now. Well, how'd that go?
He knows.
I tried.
Sure.
Wait, hold on. Pause. You two do this a lot? Why didn't you tell me you had, like, a super secret thieving operation?
There's no operation.
How does the sign language work? Do you guys, like, hold up three fingers for look out for guards or waggle your eyebrows for meet me behind the lodge at midnight?
Stan, you know I can't tell you.
You can tell me. I can keep a secret. I'm so good at keeping secrets. Secrets are the... I totally can't keep a secret.
Listen, I know you're curious, but remember the last time with that lady who was a werecow?
Well, yeah, it kind of slipped out, but at least no one got trampled that badly. Look, you know me. I just want to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing because you guys, I think of you like family. You know, you're always good to me and I just want to help.
There is one thing you can do.
Yeah, there, what?
Run a good, honest tavern.
Exactly. Make this place look legit.
Yeah, like we're just keeping up with the Badger and Bucket and everybody else in town.
Okay.
And that will really help Batula with her business dealings.
Oh, my business dealings? What about your business dealings?
You have business dealings too?
I just pour the beer.
Yeah, you pour the beer.
That's all. Just a little beer here and a little bit there and, you know. Hey, so, Stan, what do you say?
Yeah. Run a tavern? I can do that.
Thanks, Stan. I appreciate it.
Whatever you need, I gotcha.
Good.
First order of business, brunch planning for next weekend.
Perfect. I have one seagull left.
There's a little cafe downtown. No, skip the seagull. They serve toast with this weird new kind of squishy green fruit and sea salt on top. Good.
All right. Look, serve whatever the hell you want. Just leave me out of it.
Oh, and I want one of those cool little griddle things for making crepe.
Look, I am going to go to find a horse and see if it will kick me in the head.
You do that. I am going to get down to business because we are going to take down the Badger and Bucket once and for all.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Script and sound design by Eli McElveen. Directed by Sean Howard and Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard. Thanks to our supporting producers, Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Kona. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. You can get early access to episodes, plus all new bonus stories, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
Given the choice between playing this charming but tiny bar and the whole Badgett and Bucka... And the whole budger and bucket.
The budgie and bucket.
The budgie and bugger.
All right, let's see.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.